It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story of the dream that saved a life. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Dr. John Ashton. Some years ago, I was sitting around a campfire with some friends when one of my friends shared this story. He and his wife had just become Christians, and they had been reading the book The Great Controversy, and the wife had felt, this is such a fantastic book, I need to share this with my sister. Now, this couple were living in Townsville at the time, and the wife's sister lived in Charters Towers, some distance away inland in northern Queensland. And anyway, the husband began having this particular dream, And in this dream, he saw his wife driving along in their car and coming up to a particular corner. And as the car went round the corner, the dream abruptly ended. So he didn't see what happened to the car, but this dream occurred several times, and I think it was three times, as I recall the story. And he said to me, the dream was different to a normal dream. He said he felt there was something really significant about this dream, where he dreamt of his wife driving the car, coming this particular corner. And he said the dream was particularly rich. He said so rich that in his dream he smelled onion grass, a very strong smell of onion grass. And he didn't say anything to his wife. Anyway, the day came a few days later that his wife had finished the book and she decided to do the trip and take and go and visit her sister. However, that particular day when she was due to return that later in the day, or she hadn't returned, and my friend became quite concerned, so he rang his brother-in-law and to check if his wife had left. And the brother-in-law said, yes, she left some time ago. She should be home now. And so my friend then related the dream. And he was really concerned. He said, I think something has happened. He described the corner on the road and the really strong smell of onion grass. And so the brother-in-law said, I know exactly where that corner is because they travelled the road very regularly and were very familiar with the road. And so the brother-in-law called an ambulance and told them the location, and he drove there as well. And when he and the ambulance arrived, what had happened was the road was on a fairly big sweeping corner that was steeply banked. And what had happened was the wife had driven the car, and had obviously, it would seem, as far as she recalled later, had fallen asleep and had run off the road and rolled down the embankment and was actually out of sight. But when they arrived, when the ambulance arrived, she was in the front seat of the car, unconscious, with her head jammed between her chest and the steering wheel. And they were told by the ambulance officer that they doubt whether she would have survived another 30 minutes. So if it hadn't have been for that dream that identified where the accident had occurred, that lady most certainly would have died. And the interesting thing was no one driving along the road could see it because of the angle of the sweep of the corner and the car being out of sight. So in my view, that was an amazing way that God was able to save the life of that young woman who is still alive today. And I praise God for the amazing miracles that he still performs today. I'm Dr. John Ashton. Have a great day.